It's here and now. The war may be over as far as Americans are concerned, but the violence continues in Iraq. Today, emergency crews scrambled across Baghdad and several other cities to respond to explosions that killed more than 30 and injured more than 100. Iraq's bloodiest day since al-Qaeda's affiliate in the country, the Islamic State of Iraq, killed at least 52 people with a series of 30 blasts back on March 20th. The BBC's Rami Rukhayem joins us from Baghdad. And Rami, were the targets obvious? What was hit?
Security forces, as usual, were hit. There were many civilian targets as well. We actually visited an area in central Baghdad where we saw the site of an explosion. It was a car packed with explosives parked just outside an ordinary person's home. Nothing obvious about that. It's quite random, and many of these attacks are random. But there are also some obvious targets, such as, for example, Iranians who come to Iraq to visit revered Shia sites. And also, of course, police and the army.
Well, and we understand there were attacks outside of Baghdad. Was there any significance to the geography of some of these attacks?
Many observers immediately start looking at the sectarian identity of different cities that have been attacked. Unfortunately, this will not help in analyzing or understanding the situation because they are mixed. They are Sunni, Shia areas, Kurdish areas, all kinds of areas have been struck, and the sectarian makeup and the ethnic identity of these areas is no help in understanding the situation. The only thing that can be said about the geography of the situation is that whoever is doing these attacks is trying to say that they can carry out coordinated attacks across the country.
Well, and, you know, concerns were raised when American troops left at the end of last year that Iraq would fall back into a civil war, sectarian war, the ruling majority Shia with ties to Iran against Sunnis who were in power under Saddam Hussein. Is that what you're seeing?
Fortunately, not so far. We haven't seen anything like the sectarian violence that plagued the country back in 2006-2007, where it was very clearly a case of sectarian violence and almost cleansing areas by rival militias from their rivals. That's not what we're seeing. What we're seeing are attacks aimed at undermining the state, and they are targeting all kinds of different areas. It's quite different from what we saw, and it's important to remember that these kinds of attacks have never stopped in Iraq since 2003, since the invasion. In fact, we saw a marked increase in these attacks in the run-up to the withdrawal of American forces, and perhaps in comparison, what we're seeing today, it might be a little bit less than that, but still, it's very clear that whoever's doing this still can carry out coordinated attacks across Iraq.
Well, you say there are bomb attacks on a daily basis. It's just got to be nerve-wracking, to say the least. And we know Iraq is hosting another big meeting next month to talk about Iran's nuclear program. Iraq, we said, Shia-led at this point. Iran, of course, a Shia country. Bonds being formed there. Do you think some of this violence might be connected to that?
The last attacks which you mentioned came in the run-up to the Arab League summit, which was due in Baghdad, and that went ahead. It's quite possible because Baghdad is trying to reclaim a strong regional role for the country. They're trying to, by hosting such international events in the country, they're trying to say, we are back and we can play a role. We are no longer just a torn country where others play a role. We have something to do. We have something to say about events in the region and not just in Iraq. So these attacks do undermine that message that Iraq is trying to get across. However, as you said, it is nerve-wracking for Iraqis to live in a country where even tightened security measures do not prevent this kind of thing from happening.
I would say nerve-wracking might even not be the strongest word for it. I mean, your sense of just, how are people feeling?
Well, people are very angry because security measures take a toll on their daily lives and still do not prevent this from happening. Road closures, blast walls, this kind of thing is part of the daily routine here in Baghdad, and it causes a lot of stress for people here, and all of this does not prevent the attacks from happening. So there is some anger among the population.
The BBC's Rami Rukhayem in Baghdad. Rami, thank you so much.
Thank you.